Well, yeah, you have been fortunate enough.
Yes.
The values on your card did not change your classification from the year before.
Correct.
Right? Okay. So you're not going to have to deal with that argument. But you may next year or whenever they reassess.
No. We're not changing classification here. We're just addressing.
No, I'm saying the classification argument may, he may be arguing that.
Correct.
Next year.
Correct.
All right, and then so what's the next one?
Wait. I have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, state aye.
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 How much was that for?
That is BOE number 249. That's 152 Streamside Drive. To be changed to $276,670, which was on his card. This is not what they're necessarily requesting. BOE number 251, that's 115 Streamside Drive. I'm making a motion to change it to what their notice card was, which is $223,300. Again, this does not change the classification. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
I have one more of these, I believe. BOE number 254. That is 127 Deep Forest. Make a motion that we change it to what the card read here of $268,500. This does not change the classification. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, state aye.
254?
That was 254. What about 252?
We have a motion on the table and a second.
Yeah.
For 254 to $268,500. All in favor, state aye.
Aye. I'm sorry, I thought we didn't.
All right, motion stands. Now, you said 252.
That's also one of theirs. We have a card on that.
I did miss 252. I didn't write card next to it. BOE number 252, that's 151 Deep Forest. I make a motion that we change it to what the card read at
$215,340. Okay.
Motion second. All in favor, state aye.
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 Sir?
Aye.
Okay. Motion stands. Again, does not change classification. $215,340,000. That is not what you came in here for.
Did you do five or four? I thought you only did four.
How many did you get?
One, two, three, four, five.
I'm showing five. We went through them pretty quick. I started at the beginning and went five, sir.
Yeah, you did 216, the first one.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what else we can do at this time. We're going to be hearing more classification changes. As far as the adjustments up from what it was last year to this year, honestly, from that card, it wasn't a terrible amount. What's going to really eat your lunch is if a classification change doesn't happen.
And it didn't happen to you this year because I didn't give you the notice. So you don't have to deal with it.
You're saying that I won't have to do 100% commercial?
In other words, for this year, for 20...
Till 2023.
For 2023.
Until they do a lawsuit, they clear this up.
Well, we've only made a decision on valuation. We didn't make a fit because that classification was in front of us because that's not the card he got. So I'm not saying because he didn't get that card regarding the change in classification, maybe you can reassess this year. I don't know.
Well, right now he's still at 100%.
We did not change commercial classifications on those.
Right now he's still at 100% commercial.
So we just changed the appraised value, but they could still charge him commercial rate on that.
Well, the card that he had go out though wasn't based on that, right?
No. It was not 100%.
Okay, then we're gonna we'll treat that as the other ones. We're gonna table the issue and we will make a decision on the classification issue.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Well, I just want you to know that means that the card that I got in the mail does not reflect. If you go 100%, then the card notice that I got in the mail is not going to be what I'm paying.
It's not going to apply to you. we've already reduced your values to that.
We reduced the values to that, but the amount you pay will definitely be different than on that card, and we're obviously going to be doing a classification. But the value on that card is what we set versus the value on here.
The appraised value, but not the assessed value. Well, I just want to be clear. If I end up being taxed 100% commercial, then what I got notice of is not what I'm going to end up paying.
Understand.
And yeah, I'm sorry it's late, and I know you changed the appraised value.
And
because
no thank you is necessary at all. We're just trying to fix a little bit here.
Well, so, I just am hearing different things because Mr. Akers seemed to say that I wouldn't have to worry about the 100% because the card didn't say that.
Well, and he's now told me that because we're going to have to make a decision on that.
Honestly, sir, my motion did not include the classification change because we had already addressed the fact that we weren't addressing classification changes right now, that we were addressing your assessed value, and we can address the classification whenever we hear from all these other great folks that are in the room.
You're correct. I mean, it may change.
For the few that did not get that second
correct.
Card.
Correct. Appraised value. Value.
We can still do an abatement. This isn't the end of his life here. He can still get an abatement. We could go make a decision based on what you do there and make it so he's not unfairly done here. You see what I'm saying? Even though you're the last word for BOE, he's not stuck. We can still go in front of the commission and say that he got kind of rooked on this or something.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Again, I'm not.
Is there something that I can do? I don't understand what my recourse is because, again, notification I got is not going to be what I end up.
I hear you. I don't know what the abatement deal is. Never heard of that.
Actually, your next step after BOE is State Tax Commission.
But that doesn't have to do with the notification issue.
Agreed. So at some level we're tabling the classification issue. We're going to be addressing the classification issue either tomorrow or next week. It's probably likely going to be next week just due to the fact that the amount that we have, also our third board member actually has somebody sick and can't make it in this afternoon.
I'm just concerned about the issue of the cards not reflecting what
I understand.
Is in
we
the
have
books.
That. We
have at least done this. We have put your value to that card,
and I appreciate that.
Okay.
I appreciate
but
that.
The classification as to the amount that you will actually have to pay on it, or what part of that is commercial versus residential, that's the only thing that might change. And once we give that decision, then as he said, you have a right to go to the tax commission if you
want
to do that.
But you want to wait till we rule on that because that's going to affect obviously
it
what you have.
You may like to.
I don't know. It's going to be imperfect. I will tell you that. Hey, thank you. Sorry.
Yes.
And for the rest of the folks in the room who are early. We did not. I mean, I'm not going to take a lunch break.
See what they
but we do need to take a break.
And then they're going to set the levy in September, and then
is that all
I can
our
see
warning?
What happens from there. Don't lose your cards and don't lose your chance at State Tax Commission either if you want to do that.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Morning's over.
And I apologize, Mr. Roberts. So. Let's see who we have on here for this afternoon. And I'm.
Do you need to grab something?
I need to use the restroom and make a phone call. I know Mr. Baker had tried to reach out.
Yeah, tell him we're going to use that sick excuse on him.
This guy. No, because I gave part of my papers to Jennifer, and now nothing lines up.
We are going into a the party's growing. Do you want to do a 15, or do you think you can grab a 15? You need to do 20.
In my office.
I may take it. I'll take it.
I think I can spread it to you. I've got pizza if you guys want to eat pizza now.
I know he eats veggies, so.
I'm sorry, I don't have veggies.
He's one of them.
I have some lettuce. David, I don't know if I have that. I don't explain it.
That'd be great.
We're going to take a, hey, you get hungry. Do you need 20 minutes? Okay, we're going to take a 20-minute recess. We'll reconvene here at 1:15.
Sorry, guys. We just had to pause the argument. Discussion. How's that? Discussion.